The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Tonight, based on the information and advice of the National Public Health Emergency Team, the government has decided that all of County Donegal must now join Dublin at level 3 of the government's framework for restrictive measures, and again for a period of 3 weeks up to the 16th of October. As with Dublin, the government will be putting in place additional business supports for those affected by these additional restrictions. In Donegal's case, the new status will include all of the same restrictions as Dublin City and County, with one difference. Wet pubs in Dublin stayed closed because the pattern of infection had not improved sufficiently over the preceding period to allow them to reopen. In Donegal, in line with the government's new framework, these pubs will operate on the same basis as restaurants and pubs that serve food. Namely, they can remain open for customers drinking outdoors only to a maximum of 15 people. Tonight's decision is based on, frankly, very worrying data provided by NPHET, which I want to share with you. Over the last 7 days, Donegal's seven-day incidence rate of infection is more than anywhere else in the country. Clusters are growing throughout the county, and as one example, we've established tonight that in one local district area, Stranraer LEA, we're looking at an infection rate of 336 per 100,000. With those sorts of numbers, we clearly have no choice other than to act, and act decisively.
So that was the Taoiseach announcing Donegal going to level 3, which will happen at midnight, and that's after the surge he referred to. The number of cases per 100,000 over the past 14 days in the county increased to 148.2, surpassing Dublin and the Lifford Stranorler area particularly badly hit. I'm joined on the line now by a GP in Stranorler and also chairperson of the GP subcommittee of the Irish Medical Organisation, Dr. Dennis McCauley. Dennis, good morning and welcome.
Thank you very much, Pat.
I presume in your practice, seeing what you saw and moving to level 3 did not come as a surprise.
It didn't really. I think that just to put it into context, we're a reasonably large practice. In a normal last week, at the beginning of last week, we were having approximately 20 to 30 triage calls a day. On Monday, we had 133 triage calls, and then the practice further up the road in Lifford went to 120. So we were seeing this actioning in front of our eyes. So I think the figures speak for themselves, but we saw it on the ground also.
How are you doing in terms of the testing regime? How quick is it? And then the tracing regime that follows?
I think it's very important to sort of say that I just encourage everybody to follow the plan, because there is a process behind that plan. There's an actual structure, and I must compliment the actual structure. Yesterday, at the height of the issues we were having, we were ordering tests for people at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they were on their way to the test centre by 10:30. So I must compliment the actual structure that is in place, and it's a reassurance for people here. It's a very worrying time for people in Donegal at the present minute, but there is a plan and there is a structure. The structure is there and it's working really well. So therefore, if they would follow the plan, I think things should be okay. In relation to tracing, the public health doctors are under severe pressure, but the tracing is very good. The only problem we're encountering on the border is occasionally we're getting people who are positive in Northern Ireland but have been in contact with people, just a family member across the border. So that tracing aspect is sometimes, it is a hybrid system that the GP may have to get involved in the tracing, because you're dealing with two jurisdictions. But classically, the testing is working up well, and the tracing is working well also.
Now, the origins of these breaks, I mean, it's easy to blame Northern Ireland, because we know in Strabane, in Derry, levels were high. So you can say it's, shopping in those places or going to work in those places is at the heart of it. But, people are saying in Donegal, no. People were willingly breaking the rules.
I, I would say yes. I think it's so easy to blame the border as the issue here. I think there's a couple of things. I think there is general complacency that has taken hold. I think it is complacency in sort of social gatherings, but I think there's a more subtle thing also. I think just family gatherings, people will assume that their family member from another household is fine, that they don't have COVID and it's safe to sort of mix with them freely. Unfortunately, that has turned out not to be the case, and that both symptomatic and asymptomatic family members are extending it amongst family groups. So I think people have to visualize everybody outside their household as a potential carrier of this infection, particularly for the short term and the medium term for the next number of weeks.
And looking at the restrictions, you can only have visitors from one other household when you're at level three. Absolutely no social or family gatherings. If you have a wedding, max 25. No indoor gatherings, no matches or events except for elite sport. And then we know about the dining restrictions to which you referred. One of the issues, of course, which is problematic for Donegal and for other border counties, is that multi-jurisdictional effect. The virus knows no borders, even though politics does.
I think so. I think everybody has articulated very well that the virus has no borders, and we have two jurisdictions. But I think the jurisdiction in Northern Ireland has moved away from the UK system and has followed logic. Now, that logic tends to mirror the system on the other side, and we're in no way saying that they're aligned because politically that wouldn't be acceptable. But I think there's a logical approach in both North and South, which is quite similar, and I would imagine that they will continue to be similar. So I would hope that that will not be a significant issue.
Now, there is the possibility, of course, that people might be stopped crossing the border. And yet, as any of us who've crossed the border into Donegal from various routes know, that it's actually pretty seamless. That might change now after the transition period is finished. But for speed limits and road markings, it's hard to tell where you are. And you cross a bridge and you're in the other jurisdiction. So what's going to happen with that rule, which says stay in your county?
I think it is. I think what we're trying to impress on people through a public information process is to self-police. You know, I think that we can't. It is a time for personal responsibility. It isn't for another person to force you what to do. It is for you to realise that your actions do have consequences, and that the actual complacency that has just it is a statement rather than an actual judgment that has occurred. I think we all have to sort of realise that it's time to sort of just follow the plan. I would sort of say that I think the start line, it's a false start line of 12 o'clock this evening. I think it should start now. I think everybody should realise that this is a potentially, it is when you see the incident rate go up by a factor of 6 in a week, I think you have to realise this is potentially something very serious. It could have significant catastrophic effects on our health services and on the health of all our loved ones. I think there's a simple solution to this, and that is to follow the plan, and the structure will actually follow afterwards.
I'm sure you've been told, if you haven't seen it yourself, a thing that was posted on the Time for Truth Donegal / Derry Facebook page. It has 1,500 members, it appears, and this is about a protest that's scheduled to take place in Letterkenny tomorrow. It's called a peaceful assembly, and they say it's protected under the Irish Constitution. In the COVID Health Act Regulations SI number 326 of 2020, it clearly states that restrictions only apply to a relevant event, which is classified as social, recreational, exercise, cultural, entertainment, or for community purposes. This gathering is not an event. Peaceful assembly is our God-given right to assemble unrestricted. Article 46(1) of the Irish Constitution clearly states it's the right of the citizens to come on assembly peacefully unarmed, and their objective is to stop the government spreading fake news. What do you make of that kind of thing?
I must admit I hadn't heard of this before, but I think to be a citizen of a country, you also have the responsibility that comes with that, and there is a social responsibility that is to do with which is to do with the health of your neighbour. So at the present minute, I think the Constitution, although a very valid document, I think that your responsibilities under the Constitution are much more important in this health emergency. And I would ask people to sort of look upon that. They have a right, of course, but they also have a duty. And I think that duty is to the health of their neighbours, to their family members, to somebody who they could spread it to inadvertently who has a chronic disease that could die. So I think their duty to the Constitution extends to a much higher plane than the comment that you just made.
Dr. Dennis McCauley, who's a GP in Stranorlar in Donegal, chairperson of the GP subcommittee of the Irish Medical Organization. Thank you very much for joining us.